This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Great idea in the chat. Chat's always full of great ideas.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
We have really, a really, really great audience. Tier ones, and we get to interact with them more than you probably get to interact with your CBS News viewers mostly.
Yeah.
But they're smart. They're savvy. They're good,
quick.
Great baseball fans. Yeah, they're sharp.
Really. My wife sharp this morning, she uses AI a lot.
Does
and
she?
We have a discussion about it, you know. And I don't use it particularly a lot.
What does she use it for?
For real estate.
Real estate,
stuff.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So she does it for real estate stuff.
And it's very much a catch-22, man.
It is, and it's one of those things where it's like, I don't want to go down that road. For me, personally, mm-hmm. I like, for as bad of a student as I was, I was an English major. And one thing I took great pride in is that I always wrote my own papers. I never grabbed, I read the books and I did the work. It's like the one thing in my life that I can look back on and go, I'm proud of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
you have other things,
but
you
know
be
what
proud
I'm saying.
I mean, bro,
when I was in other classes, yeah, dude, I'd have the crib sheet here. I was not the only thing. I only gave effort in things I cared about,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
When I had to take geology in college, I was like, I don't know, I'm not learning this, so I had the crib sheet. I cheated my ass off to get mm-hmm. through that class,
mm-hmm.
and I'm with English and stuff. But anyway, it's a long way of talking about. With this gig, I don't want to use it a lot. I don't want to really use it ever. It's funny to do a picture here and there, but we were talking about this morning, and I said, the chat is kind of like my AI. Like, they give us so much information, and we just got this suggestion from Mark that said, for the after-hour show, how did you not consider hot beef for the title of the show? That's an absolute layup. And I said, that's a really good idea. The
there
chat coming through again. Hot beef
hot
with Ben
beef.
And Woods. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I like
pretty
that.
Solid.
It's called hot
too.
Beef.
So, yeah, or just
there's
hot beef.
There's got to be a backstory.
So there is. Ben, if you would, explain this. This happened a
couple months ago.
Ben decided to tell us the story.
Yeah, so what was the impetus, though, for even getting into the discussion?
Somebody said something about Stop Thief.
Yeah, and so we looked up the origin of...
Oh, beef.
Why is it
beef?
You got beef.
Why do we have beef with someone?
Why do you call that beef? And I looked up the origin, and all these stories are somewhat, hard to really trace. But back in the, 16, 1700s in England, crime from street carts was a big problem. People would just run by, grab
stuff,
an apple or whatever, and run.
Mm-hmm.
And it became so common that they got so tired of "Stop thief!" Stop. I mean, so that they turned it into hot beef.
Hot beef.
And you would try to look and okay, who's
hot
grabbing
beef.
Something? Stop the guy who just grabbed it. And so the vendors had the beef with the thieves. And it
the
was
beef
hot
with
beef.
The thieves.
So this
hot
guy
beef.
Tells okay. this story on the air.
Make sure you enunciate.
And
clearly.
As he said it.
Mm-hmm.
He yelled it like that. Paul, you have the drop.
Hot beef!
So immediately I heard that, I said, save that, and we'll use that forever. Right. There's hot beef T-shirts. There's all kinds of hot beef is really sweeping the nation, the Ben and Woods nation, as it were, Major. But
Most of our drops, Major, it's funnier when Ben says it.
Yeah, it's not funny if I yell it.
It's exactly.
Hot beef. It's just not, doesn't have the same punch. But
hot
beef. The chat is.
Ben, can I see it live?
Hot beef.
There
it's
we go.
Perfect. Beautiful.
I mean, it's hot just beef. Absolutely perfect. How about
Who
Ben?
Who farted?
That's a horse's name.
How about Ben going back and forth with Ben yelling hot beef over
hot
and over?
Beef. Hot beef! Hot beef!
Hot beef!
Hot beef!
We just call it Two Crumb Creeps.
Yeah.
As our show name as well.
That's right.
Okay. Have you seen that clip?
No.
Okay, so this was a politician back in
Philly.
The mayor of Philly, and he was being hounded by reporters who were like walking on the sidewalk behind him as he was walking back to his house.
He was doing some things that were untoward in office.
In Philly?
In office, yes.
I'm shocked.
And they got him outside his house as he was walking his dogs. They ambushed him.
You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum. Put that on camera.
Yeah.
You're a crumb bum, the three of you.
Three
and
of
I
us.
Challenge you. You're a coward. You're a yellow sneak.
Yeah.
And if you want to, now what I say, let's forget all the rules of this great country we live in. I will go back to that wall with the three of you. Just me.
There is a
You're a
here.
Crumb creep coward.
Isn't that incredible?
Look,
so we were talking about how, you know, these days it's, I mean, if you watch Mike Schilt's ejection the other night.
Yes.
A lot of unsavory words.
Mm-hmm, probably.
And I said, man, you know, what if we brought back insults like, you know what, you're a real crumb bum.
Yeah.
And I said, that is just brilliant. And so we played that. That's one of our favorites.
Do you ever get threatened by an interview subject?
Ooh, yeah. Not like that.
You're a crumb creep coward.
Imagine a guy, the mayor of Philly, looking at you, you're a crumb creep coward.
You're a real crumb bum.
Take you behind there. Just me and
all
you.
All three of yous.
God, it's so good, man.
Yeah,
so good.
Although President Obama on global television told me my question was nonsense and I should know better.
I don't like that one, like Eric Hosmer.
That lives immortally.
Immortally.
Yes, in my career.
Oh, that's tough, dude.
That, you know, that's someone you obviously have respect for. That had to be tough.
It was great. I asked a hard question. He was pissed. Everyone knew it. And that's what makes hard questions land.
Mike Schilt just laughs at me when I ever ask him a question that he doesn't like. Yeah, he just laughs at me. I knew you were going to. Oh, my God. It's tough. It is really, really tough. It can be very difficult.
Do you guys have the Lee Ilya post-game clip?
Lee Ilya? No, we don't.
You can't air it.
We can probably, yeah.
You can't air it, but look it up, kids. It's a laugh riot.
I think you have Tommy Lasorda's Kurt Bavakwa.
Oh, the Kurt Bavakwa, yes. That's epic.
Which is also another absolutely epic
moment. I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like Lafay or Bavakwa, who could hit water if he fell out of a boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavakwa, I sent a limousine to get the to make sure he was in the mother lineup, because I kicked that bad any day in a week.
I don't know. I guess that's Dodger loving, but that is still one of the funniest clips of all time.
Yeah. Speaking of Kurt Bavakwa, as Ben calls him.
But look up the Lee Ilya. It's so good.
So I am in Texas over the weekend, surprising my dad for his 70th birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Pops. And I sent this to Ben and Paul, and they couldn't believe it. I'm what's known in San Diego as San Diego's concierge. Mm. I get asked to do weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
Like,
the weirdest, of course, was the period.
Yeah, a guy got a Padres jersey, and he asked me, hey, bro, are you heading down to the game? And I said, yeah. He goes, stop by the team store for me? Now, I know this guy a little bit. He said, can you stop by the team store for me and grab me a period? because I want to put it after the junior on Fernando Tatis Jr. His jersey came without the period at the end of JR.
Uh-huh.
So he asked his favorite radio host to head on down to Petco Park and
do
grab.
Do they sell?
I don't know. I think they do.
What?
But the it was the
Is
ask.
There a special period line?
There's a period line. You can get the tilde. You can get all kinds of accents and
right.
stuff, right?
Okay.
And they'll do custom jerseys and whatnot.
Grave for but the French speakers
but it was,
in the audience?
It was one of those things where it was like,
what?
Why?
What?
So this may be, I forgot, I can't believe I didn't do this Monday morning.
Former Speaking Padres of, like Rob Deer, Kurt Bavakra.
Kurt Bavakra.
Kurt Bavakra.
So yeah, you got a message from KB?
So I'm laying in bed on Saturday night, and I get a DM from the great Kurt Bavakra, who I love KB. He's a lunatic, but I love him. He says this.
He is the one legit San Diego Padre World Series hero.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly
Home
right.
Home run in the World Series.
He says to me, this is the truth. Can you help me get signed in on a HUD website for a foreclosed property in La Quinta? I want to bid on it, but can't. I don't have an agent. KB. Tried to send this to Hannah, but it was kicked back. Can you help?
Concierge service?
Yes.
I read
at
it.
At the ready.
I mean, Major, this man gets like four requests from random strangers.
I read it 30 times, and I went... What? What are you? She's dead asleep. Hey, babe. Kurt Bavakra wants to bid on a house in La Quinta. Can you go log into your computer and get a HUD? I don't even know what he's talking about. Like, I had no idea. I sent it to Ben and Paul, and I go, this is an all-timer.
Right.
I'll read it again, just because it's that unbelievable to think about. No, I won't. I lost it. asking me to get up and... go help him log into a HUD website to make a bid on a
home.
Like
housing and urban development?
I guess,
I don't
man,
even know
have,
how it works.
I have like $40 to my name. Like I don't bid on properties.
You don't know an FHA from a DH.
Bro, I don't even know how deductible works. Right. Seriously. These guys know that.
Major might be able to explain that.
I could not wrap my head around it. Just a random DM. Let's see what Woodsy's up to. See if he can log in.
Yeah. Did you bring it up with Hannah?
No, okay. Never even mentioned it to
her.
He just did.
I just did. That's the first time she's heard of it.
Right.
Because I'm not going to bother her with that.
No, right.
And I just...
So well, how are you and KB right now?
I think we're fine. You probably didn't want to get aired out on the radio, but if you send me messages, you're going to get aired out. I don't know what to tell you. If you send me messages, it is content.
By the way, where's my dry cleaning?
Woodsy, can you grab my dry cleaning? It's true.
No, I'm serious. Where's my dry cleaning?
It's so freaking funny. So funny. Yeah, that was a new one for me. That's our buddy, Kurt Bavakra. I'm glad you brought him up.
Bavakra.
He'll always be Bavakra to me.
All right, Padres and the Yankees. One
Former
last...
Padres, like Rob Deere, Kurt Bavakra.
Can I not mispronounce anything ever and get away with it? Just once, I'd love to mispronounce a word and get away
Bavakra.
With it.
Bavakra.
Bavakra.
Bavakra. I'm telling you. Hey, could be worse. I'd rather have that than... him and my DMs asking me to go log into a website for him in the middle of the night. God.
Next, he'll be saying, hey, dude, can you do me some crypto and deposit the money in this very strange account?
And this is what Matt makes a good point. He says, I know it's weird. I think it's a sign of how everyone in this community feels connected to you. It's weird but kind of cool that you connect like that. And my wife always tells me, quit your bitching. One day you're going to miss these messages.
Yes.
And I look at her and I go... I don't think I will. Can we just be friends? Like it's different.
It's up to them, not you.
It's true.
But you are powerless.
Well, they keep giving me content, so keep them coming.
That's right.
It's fun.
It's
kind of
like
out.
when I coached 14-year-olds. Everybody had a nickname. You know, it's baseball. Everybody had a nickname.
Woodsy, Pauly, Benny.
You know, there'd be a couple of kids that would come up to tryouts, and I didn't even bother giving him a nickname because I'm like, you ain't making the team. And I had one kid, he didn't like his nickname. And he asked about it. And I said, look, everybody calls you this. Everybody has, this is your nickname. It's a good sign if me and the coaches are calling you by your nickname.
Yes.
Because that actually means we like you.
That's true.
And we care about you. If we just call you by your last name or by nothing at all, that means you probably ain't making the team.
Yeah.
You're not really a blip on our radar. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, okay.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
So it's a little bit like
what
that.
What was his nickname?
I'll tell you later.
Oh,
okay.
Wow, all right.
There we are.
That's kids.
14-year-olds. Wow.
Come on, Pecker. Make that play.
His last name was Areola.
right.
Okay.
Like the soccer player, Paul Areola. Everybody in the coaching staff called him Nipples.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense.
God, what can you please stop calling me Nipples? Couldn't you
just go Animal House Pinto or Flounder or something, you know?
Like Matt says, there's no faster way to get a nickname to stick than to tell people you hate it. Yeah, I hate when you guys call me Nipples. Actually, you guys can call me Nipples, and I would kind of like it.
All right, Nipples. And I thought it was great. It made me laugh, but I was like, look, if it's really offensive to you, like, of course, we'll stop. But
Nipples, once
he kind of figured it out, you know, first year in high school, and he's like,
please stop calling me Nipples. High school's hard enough,
I'm
bro.
Like, bro, you're also my shortstop. You bat in the two hole. Like, you're good.
It's so good, dude. That's so good. Rein it in, Ben. I know you're wanting to. He's rubbing his hands together. He's losing his mind.
A little bit. Just wanted to look ahead. Obviously, Padres and Yankees wrap up their series. 4:05 today, 3:05 with the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show with Sam Levitt. Dylan Cease on the mound against, guess what? Another former Padre. There's so many of them out there. Max Fried from the organization has gone on and done some pretty good things since he was traded. Was that the Will Myers deal? Max Fried, ooh, I want to say, way back when.
Will was with Tampa Bay.
Oh, that's right. Who did they get? Justin Upton, maybe.
Braves acquired Max Fried in December 2014 from the Padres, along with Jace Peterson, Dustin Peterson, and Malik Smith, in exchange for Justin Upton and Aaron Northcraft.
Wow. Justin Upton deal long ago. And he's gone on to some pretty good things. Had a decent career. Signed a big free agent deal with the Yankees. And sometimes that can be difficult. You go to New York. You have the pressure of being in the pinstripes. He's just signed a giant deal, and you get off to a bad start. Not at all with Max Fried. No. He is having a great start. His ERA is hovering around 1, and the Yankees have won every single time he has taken the mound so far. So he's yet to be on the bad side of Yankees fans. Maybe today's the day. You know it's coming at some point. He's got to throw in a clunker at some
point.
Let's
give him the Luke
Weaver
treatment.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. His ERA, Ben, this season is a minuscule 1.01.
Yeah,
which is just spectacular. 6-0 with a 1.01 ERA. He's got the same number of strikeouts as Dylan Cease, 39 Ks on the season. We've got some guys that have hit him pretty well. Luis Arraez has hit him pretty well. Xander Bogaerts, 250. Elias Diaz, 273. Manny has struggled with Max Fried, 071. Toddy is hitting 400 off of him. And then on the other side, off of Dylan Cease, Paul Goldschmidt.
Goldie. Look, come on.
You still said it again.
Did I say it again?
You did.
Dylan Thief. I don't know why I can't say it.
Thespian.
Dylan Thief. Anthony Volpe's hitting 400 off of him. I do not want to see Anthony Volpe get any more hits, please.
Padres, of course, beat Dylan Cease in the playoffs
They beat Max Fried.
They beat Max Fried the last time they saw him. So they have had some recent success against Max Fried. But, of course, this is a completely different situation.
Indeed. Indeed it is. So it's a big one, man. Big one. Try to win that series in the Yankee Stadium for the first time ever.
That would be very cool.
Yeah. Very cool. And with a day off and going to Colorado over the weekend, which is Woodsy's House of Horrors. I mean,
it's not just my House of Horrors. It's the San Diego Padres House of Horrors.
Have you been to that park?
I have.
I'm told it's great.
Right when it opened, it was great.
I've only been outside of it. Yeah. I love that area of downtown Denver. It was
Lodo,
amazing.
Yeah. It's a nice spot
for sure.
They have just not had anything going their way so far this season, though. They got to play a doubleheader on Thursday. So you win this one. You are setting yourself up for either a 7-2, maybe 8-1 road trip, which would be absolutely incredible for the Padres. But don't get ahead of yourselves. This one's going to be a tough one today, in the Bronx.
Janine says, I'll be at Disneyland so they can't hurt me. Janine, my dear, I will be coaching Little League at 4 o'clock on the dot. I am so excited that I want to get in my car at about 5:30 and be enjoying a nice 6-0 Padres lead at that point. But I will not be bogged down. I will be... All my attention will be on my Little Leaguers.
And we got a text in earlier that I want to respond to because Paulie raised it with me. I went to Madison High School. No, I didn't make varsity because I didn't make JV.
Ooh,
so there you go.
It happens. It happens.
I think...
Colt League baseball for you, Major Garrett.
There you go. City ball.
I love the randomness of this past segment where it just kind of went a little bit off the rails. And with Major here, it seems like this would be a great day. And we haven't done this forever. To bring back the topic wheel.
It's been months and months.
And just riff. So when we come back, Paulie's got it reloaded. We're going to spin the topic wheel, Major.
I got to grease the wheel.
Grease it up, dude.
Yeah,
the thing is dusty.
Major, Eddie, it sounds...
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
Okay. Ready to go?
So we don't know what's coming up.
Use a little spit, Polly. Spit on that thing.
We're going to spin it out. We're going to spin it, and we'll do that when we come back with Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods, and I want to tell you about TrustAndWill.com. It was over the holidays. Both of us, you know, getting to the getting to the ripe age of 50 this year, and neither of us had put anything down on paper.
It's embarrassing.
For our loved ones, in case something should happen to us. You know, it's mostly out of, like, it's something you don't want to think about. It's something that you hope you're not going to need for a long time, but you never know when you're going to need it. TrustAndWill.com makes it really simple to get these legal documents done, so if you ever do need them, they're just there for your family.
Yeah, make sure you get that trust. Keep your family out of probate court. It's lengthy. It's expensive. It's not something you want your loved ones to have to go through after you are gone. Go to TrustAndWill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping of those estate documents.
Yeah, you can just answer some simple questions. You don't have to billable hours with a lawyer in their office or anything. We're talking a very affordable but still legally binding way to put your wishes down on paper just in case something you should happen to you. Then you've got it. You don't have to think about it for a while. It's just there if you need it by going to TrustAndWill.com. That's TrustAndWill.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, so Topic Wheel is making its return for this segment. We got Major Garrett in studio, and I don't know what questions have been loaded on here, but this could be anything, Major.
Neither do I.
Just completely randomness off the Topic Wheel. And it's actually turned into some of our favorite segments over the years.
It's just we haven't done it.
It's as random as it gets here, but we can fire up the old Topic Wheel.
Right, fire it up.
Let's I can't even remember the last time.
I'm going to put on the Woods readers.
Oh, those mine? Yeah. A little scratched.
Wow. Dude, that's giving me a headache.
You don't need to see the topic, Will.
No, you don't need to see it.
All right.
Sharp.
A good one here. If you had to move to another country, where would you move?
Ooh. Woods has already made his wishes well known on this show.
Indeed.
He has a plan.
I do have a plan.
Okay. Am I supposed to answer?
No, you
will
go first.
At some point.
Czech Republic.
Oh, the Czech Republic.
Wow.
Okay.
The Czech Republic.
Prague is the most beautiful city in Europe.
Really?
Well, in my opinion, that's certainly subjective, but it has a couple things going for it. Uniquely, it's one of the few important cities in Europe to be untouched by aerial bombardment in World War I and World War II. So from Hradčany Castle, which is the seat of government, looking down upon all of Prague, with one sweep of your eyes, you can see 11 centuries of architecture.
That's amazing.
How much international travel have you done in your job?
Considerable.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah. The one city I've never been to, believe it or not, is Paris. I've always missed the Paris part of the presidential tour.
That's mine. That's the...
I've been to Jerusalem many times, been to Moscow, been to Beijing, been to Berlin, London, of course, Riyadh, Baghdad, all over South America. I haven't been to the two poles, but I've been all over. It's been a great privilege of mine, but I've never been to Paris. But Prague is a magnificent, beautiful city.
Cold in the winter, though.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Good symphony, I think.
Spectacular. And you're so close to, well, you've got everything else around Europe that you want to touch if you want to.
My ultimate goal is, when I'm done here, is to go spend, I say, 3 months, a summer, in Paris with my family and expose my kids to different cultures and be able to go on the train to a million different places, Prague probably being one of them. Mm-hmm. And not just, you know, go live out of hotels and travel from Paris to Frankfurt to Italy. Like, I want to have a home base and I want to spend a week of doing nothing but just reading the paper and relaxing and
cafe life
for a while. And while my kids can get, you know, this is how, you know, other people live and get exposed to that a little bit. That's the plan. And I'd like to do actually a house swap, you know, have a Parisian family come here for a summer. Trash my place.
Co-host with me.
live in, you know, Encinitas for a summer and have a great time and be able to explore California just like we'll be doing in Europe. But that's kind of the ultimate goal. My wife has got like one foot in. She's like, oh, that's a sweet thought. She's not fully bought in yet, and I'm trying to get the buy-in.
Are you capable of going to the cafe and putting in your order and waiting an hour?
Not even a little. I can't speak any of the language.
Because it's an hour.
Yeah,
Before your coffee arrives.
Oh. We went and had the most magnificent honeymoon there. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. And it just grabbed me. And I just said, man, I got to spend some more time here.
Yeah.
Benjamin?
Let's see. Food would be big for me. I haven't done much international travel. I did love Italy, but I think I'd probably eat myself into oblivion in a couple of months. And you know, I love golf. I think Ireland would be a good spot for me.
Incredible. Ireland's spectacular.
Friendly people, good pubs, great golf courses. Yeah. I think Ireland would be a place that I could live for at least an extended period of time.
Been to Dublin, been to Belfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paulie?
Unfortunately, I'm in the same boat as Ben. I don't have a lot of regrets in my life, but lack of international travel is definitely one of them. Didn't get to study abroad like a lot of my friends did. So I haven't been. I've been to the United States, obviously, Canada, Mexico, and Belize. Those are the only places I've been.
So where would you live?
I want to say, again, without having been there, I think Italy.
I
have Italian heritage in my family. Hey.
There he is. Yeah. Here's the friggin' gabagoo.
Like, my cousin goes every few years, and he visits, part of the country that our family's from, and it just sounds amazing. My wife and I are in the very, very early stages of planning, like a two-week trip that goes through like Barcelona, like Spain, Italy, and Greece all together.
All winners.
You should crash on Adam Jones's couch.
Yeah.
See if he'll let you.
Well, apparently.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's do one more spin here before we go.
All right, let's see what the topic wheel presents us here.
Well, it stopped.
And there it is. What was the most popular thing when you were a teenager?
I think I can say that on the radio. That's still the most popular thing for me.
Not your most popular thing.
The most. Nothing's changed. Still a teen at heart. Actually, the most popular thing when we were
teenagers at the exact same time.
We were.
What was popular when we were a teen?
What was the most popular thing when we were kids?
For me, like pop culture, it was.
I don't
all,
know. Like, it's
I'll
a,
go first. For me, I was born in 1990, so formative years, middle school, high school, it was an iPod.
Yeah, Nintendo was pretty big when we were kids. Very, very popular.
Culturally grunge and Nirvana.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Hair so, metal when I was so, little. So I was born in 1962, so in fashion wear? Ocean Pacific.
Oh, OP.
OP. Love OP. Was everywhere and dominant and properly so. And the last year I was in high school, arrived the Walkman.
Really?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Transformative.
Invention. Transformative.
Yes.
Yeah, to be able to walk around listening walk around to music.
And with pretty good headphones.
Yeah.
And you can get your jams
on. Oh, it's good.
Same idea. When my generation went from the CD player, the portable CD player to an iPod.
Right.
It was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You're telling me I can get 1,000 songs
nothing
on this
like
thing
it.
Best and invention carry it in my pocket.
Best invention of all time. Yeah. Period. The end. That revolutionized.
I mean, the iPod led to the iPhone, which led to where we're at now. But, I mean, when that came out, dude, it was so much fun. I would sit there. You got the one that could play some games on it, like Snake or Brick Breaker. I would just sit on my bed for hours listening to music.
I think we've brought this up before, but could any of us have dreamed growing up that within our lifetime, you could literally call up any song you wanted, ever, within 5 seconds, and hear it crystal clear
on a device
that you keep in your pocket.
Never thought. I'm trying to think what else was popular when we were kids.
I mean, the iPod was great for me when I was training for the first rock and roll marathon in San Diego, which I ran, not fast at all. Very much a lagger. I've run it 3 times.
Wow.
But going from the hip side, Walkman thing to the iPod,
the big clunky,
That was a big help.
Cabbage Patch Kids,
that was big, man. Cabbage Patch Kids were huge when we were kids. Huge. Garbage Pail Kids, those were all very popular.
And then it became Beanie Babies.
Buxom Blondes were very popular when we were kids.
Remarkably still are.
Heather Locklear, Heather Thomas, Pam Anderson, 90210.
Everyone associated with that program was absolutely the top of the cultural zeitgeist at the time.
That's right. Very popular stuff. Great answers, Major. Very interested. Now, I'd always kind of wanted to go to Prague. Now I really want to go to Prague.
It's a great city. Amazing, amazing city.
All right. We're going to come back. Paulie's going to give us some final headlines, stuff we missed, and we probably did because we were having so much fun morning with Major Garrett. Coming up in the final segment of Ben and Woods next here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm going to tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the daily fantasy that I've been playing for the best part of last year. It's so easy, and I feel good because Prize Picks has millions of members. They've already awarded billions of dollars in prizes. I've cashed out. I think it's important to know that when you want to cash out, you can get your money like 15 minutes in whatever format you want. Venmo, Apple Pay, they take MasterCard as well. It's really simple. To win, you just have to sign up. Go to their website, prizepicks.com, download the app. When you do, use the code KWFN. You're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. So that's like 10 $5 lineups where you're just setting stat projections up to 2-6 players, and then you can win up to 2,000 times your money if you pick them right, just with more or less, whether it's baseball every day, the playoffs right now, and basketball and hockey. There are so many different mix and match options that you can do. You can even do a flex play where you can maybe set a lineup with 5. You only need 4 to win. However you want to play, you can do it with Prize Picks. But again, use that code KWFN when you check out because you're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman, Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why their recruiters' expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. All right, we were definitely having so much fun with Major Garrett. I'm sure we missed a bunch. Paulie will get us caught up with the Rival Report headlines right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
How we doing?
All right,
gentlemen. Where to begin? These are all just kind of sports-ish stories this morning.
Sports adjacent.
Yes. Sports adjacent, baseball adjacent here. I don't know why this makes me laugh every time it happens, but unfortunately, I guess we'll do a shout-out to his family here. Because
shout-out to his family.
A White Sox fan, in his obituary, dragged the Chicago White Sox.
Yikes.
Saw this going around, and John Boy is who posted it originally. And it says here, this guy's name was John Bernard McDonald. And his obituary, he passed away on April 23rd, a few weeks back. It says, John Mac McDonald, age 77, of Glen Ellen, passed away after a short illness on Wednesday evening, April 23rd, at his home, surrounded by family. And the next sentence reads, he couldn't face another White Sox season after last year's record-breaking loss, record-setting losses.
Wow.
Ouch.
Now, he didn't write his own.
No, written by the family,
written
probably.
Written by his son, probably doing bits.
I'm sure he maybe made a request.
Yeah, could have gone to trustinwill.com, used the code FAN at checkout to get 20% off, and then written that in. To his, in my obituary, I wanted to say this.
So we've actually had requests, Major, for people.
Very deft product.
For people who, in their will, have asked for a shout out to his family on the Ben and Woods program. If they pass away, we're hoping to get one on the show.
Okay. It's kind of fun to have Major in here because we've already had to kind of tell you the origin of a lot of these clips and like DD Mega,
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
We've been playing that every day for like years. 5 years, and you forget that people maybe don't know
the
origin.
Do you know the origin of shout out to his family?
I do not.
Okay.
So this was within a week of George Floyd dying and still in COVID protocols. It was early June.
Yeah.
David Guetta, the DJ, was doing a charity event streamed on the internet. He was on a rooftop, I think, in Miami. And
And I really hope we can see more.
This was his tribute to George Floyd.
When already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
So
he ran out of words.
Shout out to his family. And many people said he ended racism that very day.
Conversely, when a female passes away, we use the interrupted automated broadcast from the BBC when Queen Elizabeth passed away. But this was the channel that was playing electronica dance at the time.
Like 24/7 trap music.
This is what happened.
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty.
It's a bourgeois beat.
Right back into it. Right, did not miss a beat, literally. Did not miss one single beat.
So that's shout out to her family.
That's right.
We have a lot of bits on the show.
Family, yes.
A lot of bits. So shout out to John McDonald.
I'm glad to be here for Origin Story Wednesday.
Well, and so I ask you, as a long-suffering San Diego Padres fan, would that be something that you would include in yours if, by you know, if they don't get one while you're on this this planet,
this mortal coil, yes.
Would you include that in your
I don't know. I haven't really given it any.
I haven't either.
You know, I was watching the Clubhouse last night, and they were talking again about when the Red Sox finally won. People took the headline from the Boston Globe to cemeteries.
Yeah, placed it on
for
graves.
Their parents and grandparents to place it on their graves.
I remember seeing a photo maybe or a video of a guy when the Cubs won their World Series in, what was that, 2016, sitting at his father or his grandfather's gravestone and listening to the game on the radio as they clinched.
So
and I was
cool.
just like, God, that's sad and awesome and beautiful all at the same time.
I honestly don't know how I would emotionally get through a world championship. I really don't. I think it would be overwhelming.
We don't have to get into it again. Did you let yourself kind of start to go there last October?
Oh, sure. I was super optimistic, you know. Especially after the way things...
The Dodgers,
yeah. But I think... getting to the World Series would be great, but to win a World Championship, I think I would just kind of melt down.
Because you've gotten a two. You know, you've seen two.
Yeah.
Didn't go well.
Well, I mean, the luck of this franchise is twice.
The two best teams.
I know it's played the team of the decade.
I actually feel like they were closer last year than they were the years
in 98 and 84,
to the World Series. They had no hope against either of those teams. They really didn't. But last year, they absolutely had not just hope, but a really good
shot.
They make
it the World Series. They're world champions.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Do have another story for you. I guess I'll just do really quickly some breaking news. Wasn't going to talk a little NBA, but just got an ESPN push notification. Steph Curry, grade one hamstring strain.
Ooh.
He will be ruled out for Thursday's game two tomorrow night.
So, that's tough. Yeah, they won game one last night, but Curry had to come out with the injury. Now, Buddy Hield's been hot from three-point range, but you can't. I don't know how long you can survive the loss of Steph Curry against Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves.
That's church.
I feel like this is probably, this next story could have been a don't do this if I found it before then. But there is a unnamed, anonymous Colorado Buffaloes fan who is suing the NFL.
I saw this headline.
Yeah, he's going by John Doe in the case, but he is seeking $100 million in damages from the NFL. It's a lawsuit filed against him for Shedeur Sanders dropping to the fifth round. He is saying that the NFL's actions and the dissemination of slanderous statements have caused severe emotional distress and trauma to him, the fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he is suing the NFL. I don't know how much of a case he's got.
Not much.
Zippy. Zippy.
I like the ambition.
Who would you sue for causing you emotional stress and trauma?
Well, I know who the Padres fan base today would be serving Wandy Peralta left and right.
Poor Wandy. Somebody tweeted, Wandy looks like... Wandy, every time he pitches, looks like they just woke him up and said, hey, you have to go pitch. He does. He looks a little bit...
Tolerate any Wandy Peralta slander.
Yeah, no. Wandy's been fantastic.
Been fantastic, you know? It's all right.
I mean, it happens.
It's all right.
You have to pay money, right, to file some lawsuits. You have to have a lawyer of some sort.
Yes.
He's just wasting a ton of money here.
Yeah.
It's just no case at all.
No.
Or if there was, then there's so many cases we'll never get to the end of them.
He's claiming the NFL violated antitrust laws and all of the trauma that
he's been the first draft he's ever been a part of.
Yes, exactly.
And then finally, we'll wrap it up here. Google is currently...
You ever heard of Ryan Leaf?
Yeah. Ryan Leaf. Right. Dean Spanos.
About emotional distress.
That's right.
Google is currently sharing a bunch of stats on things that, you know, top search trends from Americans that they've been Googling over the last year. And so I've got a list here of the top five questions that kids have been Googling about adults. Now, all three of you guys have children, so maybe you can relate to this. We'll start with number five. The question was, why are adults so condescending to kids?
Well, I can explain it to you, children.
Thank you. Thank you. Please. Thank you.
This one's a little self-explanatory. Kids are searching, why are adults so tired? Well,
because of your little asses. That's why. Because I work.
Because of your runaboutism.
Yes, I make dinner. I go to the grocery store. You piss and moan about the dinner that I put in front of you every night. I'm on snap alert at my house about dinner.
Youth is wasted on the young. Is really, you don't understand it until you get older and you realize how good you had it. You never woke up with a sore back. You didn't have to work all day long.
Yep.
You felt when you were young, like, oh, this is so hard.
Everything was being put upon you. Yes.
And you've got all these things in school, and you're worried about it, and then you realize, man, I had it good back then.
It's true labor of love, being a parent. Truly. It's the definition of labor of love.
Yep.
And, you know, you get that. You went home last night, cooked, got all the plates ready, got it done, put it down, and I get both of them. And I'm ready to snap necks, man, at this point. Because that's no BS. That's 400 days in a row that's happened. It 400 days in a row that I put something in, I don't want this. And my four-year-old is now in the, if I don't like it, I'm going to overreact and flip something or pound the table or go pout and go cry. I now make dinner for myself. I eat my dinner. I get mine first. And then, like, they got home a little later, and I said, here's your plates. Eat it or don't. I don't care.
So maybe not serve artichoke hearts in the eggplant.
Never. It's so basic. It's so basic at my house, man. And they're on my last nerve with this.
I had one who ate nothing but buttered noodles for probably 4 years. So.
Four years.
Yeah.
But now he's a great eater. So,
good idea. Andros says I could sue them for emotional distress.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Have more money than I do, that's for sure.
Right. Top questions on Google that kids are asking adults. Why are adults so blank? Why are adults so stupid? Sounds like a kid asked that question.
Yeah.
Why are adults...
Also something you will grow out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are adults so obsessed with Disney?
I have the same... I Googled the same question.
And the number one question, why are adults so mean? That's what kids are asking.
Again,
Google.
I get, like I tell my kids and my wife, I give the energy I get. That's what I get. If you give me good energy, I'll give you good energy back.
Right.
If you don't, you will not
kids
get it.
Kids mistake everything for mean, though.
Oh, they do.
And it's not really mean. Just because you're denying
saying no is not mean, something
that they want, that's not mean, kids.
Yeah.
Right.
It's actually responsibility and... You know, a teaching moment.
Yeah, now saying no while holding a blowtorch could be interpreted as mean.
Yeah, exactly.
I've ever done that. I mean, not this week.
They're pushing me to my limits at this point, Major. I don't know how you did it with three. Two is such a challenge, but...
Three is a great number.
You're outnumbered at that point. I mean,
it's a great number.
Unless you have two wives, which I don't think you do, you are fully outnumbered with three. There's no chance.
Well, I have had two wives. Not at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough. Thank you so much for coming in today. You were excellent.
Thank you for tolerating me.
Please do it again.
Major said that we were allowed to kick him out of the studio at any time when we got tired of him.
He was
here at 6 a.m. and
you
is
got
now
1 minute
9:53. All right, we're tired of it.
Okay, get out,
Major.
Now we can breathe.
Have a safe trip back to Washington, D.C., but it was definitely good to see you, and we're looking forward to seeing you at Fantasy Camp
You'll definitely see me before then.
We'd like to go play Rams Hill again.
Sure.
Ben's afraid to ask, so I'll just ask.
You're welcome to Rams Hill at any time. And you can stay at my place.
Oh, they redid all the grass out there. I've heard it's spectacular, but I do need to make a return trip out to Rams Hill.
It's one of the most fun days we've had.
Borrego very soon. That is it for us. We will be back not only for our show tomorrow at 6 a.m. Of course, it is a Roundtable Thursday from 10 to 11. So big Thursday. Off day for the Padres. Hopefully they'll get a series victory against the New York Yankees later today. Braden and Italian Paul are coming up next for our Paul Reindel, for Stephen Woods, and for Major Garrett. I'm Ben Higgins.
You're the best, Major.
Bye.
Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.